This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health Time once again. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour of Good Day Health to go through a lot of the nuance of what we can learn by listening to Jack and tapping into his knowledge. He is, after all, one of the few board-certified NUCA chiropractors in our country, and he teaches a lot of people how to make this work. And I'll tell you, having gone out to see him in Salt Lake a couple of weeks ago and feeling what happened after, it's almost like magic. You know, it really is to be treated, this NUCA chiropractic thing. When I say this to people, Jack, they're like, huh? What's the NUCA? What are you talking about? You mean Nookie?
Yeah, I hear that too.
Nothing to do with any sexual activity or whatever. It just is kind of funny how people react to stuff that they don't know anything about. But this is if you have, I'll tell you, shoulder issues, back issues, neck issues, headaches, kind of this, you got to find a NUCA chiropractor, get to know a NUCA chiropractor, because that's where you alleviate the problems. Jack also is a GAPS practitioner along with his wife, and they put together some great podcasts at their website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at something here right now, the flu. This could apply. The podcast is 136, What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu. So all you have to do, if you go to Forbidden Doctors, put flu in the search bar, and you will find it. How is it different than COVID? It isn't really much, is it?
When you get right down to brass tacks. No, there's not a whole lot of difference, because if you've had the flu in the past or another coronavirus, you may have had it, not even realize that you can still turn up positive on a COVID test. So the flu is mostly influenza A. That's the thing that's showing up quite a bit now. That's being
what is influenza A? What is that?
Well, there's different strains of flu. The most common one is influenza A, and that's the one they stick in the flu shot every year. They usually put in influenza A, influenza B, and then a couple of other novelistic viral strains they pick that they think might be particularly active during the current season or the coming season, because these things are made, you know, up to a year ago for this particular flu season. So influenza A is the most common form of flu floating around out there. And a good dose of influenza A in your body can show up in a positive COVID test. There's several published reports coming out on that right now. So this is something we put together a couple of years ago, what to do before, during, and after, what to do to strengthen your immune system ahead of time, what to do if you actually get the flu, and then what to do after you get over the flu, because that's when a lot of people have a serious problem, is the recovery period after the flu, because their immune system has been so attacked by this influenza viral strain that they're left in a weakened state, and it can progress to pneumonia, which is why the most common cause of death associated with flu is pneumonia that follows up.
Isn't pneumonia pretty much the most common form of death, no matter what? If you have a heart problem, the liquid begins to form in there, and it plugs in.
It plays a role. It plays a role in many forms of death, even cancer, because of the body's inability to handle fluid balance. And when you can't take in a full breath and get rid of a full breath, especially if you're lying down, you're on your back or on your side constantly, fluid always builds up in the bottom end of the lungs, the lower part of the lungs. And then it slowly moves up and moves up till you essentially suffocate.
Ugh. Yeah, because there's nothing, you can't get any air, any oxygen into your system.
Yeah, so this is one of the reasons why we offer the free symptom survey, is that you can discover your weaknesses as well as your strengths as indicated by the score by taking the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
This time of year, that symptom survey is going to show different results. I would take it a couple of times a year if I were you. I do.
Oh, yes, we recommend
because there are different things that influence. This time of year, the weather is cold. That polar vortex apparently is split. It's going to cause crazy weather. Different parts of the country you become. I was talking to a friend of mine on Facebook who I used to spend a lot of time with, and she never wore a coat in the wintertime. She came from the cornfields of Iowa, wore a coat.
Yes.
She felt like her immune system was strong. She never wore real shoes. She wore sandals all the time. Never wore a sock. You know, a real hardy farm girl. Well, now she's come down with some stuff that may challenge her ability to stay on the planet. And I don't think it's because of that, but I think you do, if you wrap yourself up, you sort of protect yourself because the body warmth is very healing, is it not?
Why
you put a hat on. I never wear a hat in the summertime. People have said, well, you should because you're out in the sun. Well, my tractors have canopies on them, so I don't really get a direct exposure to the sun. But I wear a hat in the wintertime because it's true, the heat in your body goes out through your head.
Well, the head and neck. I took a winter survival class when I was in college where we have to go up in the high Utah mountains up around 9, 10, 11,000 feet in the wintertime and survive the night. We've had training up to that point, and I remember the teacher very insistent. The vast majority of heat will leave the body through your neck and through your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just enough to have a hat. You need to have one that kind of covers you like a toboggan cap.
Yeah.
When you are outside in the wintertime and a good scarf around your neck, and you can hold on to your heat for a much longer time.
You know, I, as a radio person, am very conscious of my voice. And at this time of year, it has for the last 4 or 5 years, getting a little hoarse, a little raspy. I won't go outside unless my neck is wrapped in
yep.
I have some really fancy scarves. And I wrap my neck in that to protect my neck, and I always have a hat on. Sometimes those pullover, if I'm out in the snow and I'm working, I pull, you know, those what do they call those hats that you pull down over your ears?
Yep.
I forget, but you know what I'm saying. So
I know what you mean.
Protect yourself. That's the basic bottom line. Protect yourself from the elements. And also, in a moment, I want to talk about we focus on a supplement of the week. And because we are really, really into the immune system, there is a very important supplement that comes from Standard Process that I take 2 in the morning and 2 at night. I'll tell you what that is with Jack in a few moments. Right now, as long as we're talking about being healthy, clean your nose. Please, boys and girls, moms and dads, everybody in the house should be using the Navage system to cleanse your nose. It's all natural. There's no drugs involved. It's basically just warm water that you're using this tool that they've created at Navage to make good nasal hygiene possible, because all the stuff that's in your nose, the germs, the viruses, the allergens, things that will congest you, you all know what it is, dry heat, that sort of stuff. Things get just stuck in your nose. So please do yourself a favor. Use the Navage Nasal Cleansing System. Go to Navage.com to order one. The fact that somebody's come up with this thing and can use it without having any drugs to flush around in your nose, very cool. Because there's a lot of nasty stuff that gets into your nose every single day, whether it's dust or bacteria, pollution, viruses, all of that garbage that's around. So if you keep your nose clean, you'll be much safer and healthier. And good health leads to happiness, as far as I'm concerned. So the product is Navage. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, to order and they'll ship it to you quickly. A lot of them are being shipped out this time of year, as you can imagine. There's a big demand for these things, but you can still order them and get them quickly at Navage.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's Good Day Health, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, at least our version. We have two podcasts. Sometimes people get confused because we're talking about what Jack has done. We were just referring to the flu podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. But we also take a lot of the information that we share on this program, put it in podcast form, and you can find it at gooddayhealthshow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent one is a focus in part that we have on a great anti-cancer drink. So you'll learn more about that and some of the other things that are around now from Standard Process that are great anti-inflammatory supplements. Anything that you have in your body that makes you sick is caused by inflammation. Jack has made that clear. It's pretty obvious if you think about what inflammation is all about. It's burning, slow oxidation, like kind of rust that goes on in your body, and you got a problem. So learn how to deal with it. In no small way by listening to the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So I teased a few minutes ago the fact that there is a supplement. Every week we focus here on Jack's portion of Good Day Health on a supplement that comes from Standard Process. It's all natural, all food-based. And so once again, ImmunePlex shows up as important. I take two of these in the morning and two at night, Jack. Is that too many?
No. That's the what to do before. Mm-hmm. That's what to do before you get the flu. That will strengthen the immune system. You want to take at least three.
Do you think people really understand how their immune system works and whether or not it's strong? I mean, I think
that's
that
a good
this
question.
Is an it's an unseen sort of thing. We all know, okay, when we cut our hand, it heals. Or when we have a headache, we take some aspirin or something, maybe. But we don't really know. We don't see it. We don't sense it. We don't feel it. But it's there, that immune system. That's kind of an innocuous thing in our body.
That's true. And Mary and I like to use the term immune alliance because, you know, if I say, well, where's your cardiovascular system? You're going to point at your heart. Where's your digestive system? You're going to point at your stomach. But if I ask you, where's your immune system? Where in the world are you going to point?
Yeah, right.
You know, the long bones.
We know where our brain is, but we don't know where our mind is. It's the same sort of thing.
Well, that kind of a thing, because there's so many different parts of the body, the spleen, the liver, the kidneys, the long bones, the skin, the nervous system itself, the thymus gland. All these things are the lymphatic system and the lymph nodes, which are the police stations of your immune system. All these things work in conjunction, and that product ImmuPlex supports every single facet of the body that's involved with the immune alliance.
Yep. So immune. Have it. Understand it. It's kind of it's kind of like your mind, as I said before. You don't know. You can't find it, but it's there. It's like so many other things that are such. And it's fascinating. The body, how the universe works. It just is fascinating. Coming up in a moment, a focus on disinfecting surfaces. To do or not to do, that is the question. As we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, where it's cold and snowy. How's the skiing? Is there a lot of people going?
Great reports, because it's been so dry. The snow that has fallen high in the mountains is just pure powder, really? Which is why Utah is known as the best snow on earth. Not just in the sense of, you know, pushing the tourism business, but because that's exactly what it is. I mean, you can walk through that stuff, and it just fluffs away like dust that's gathered on the floor or something, and the powdered skiers just love that.
Dust in the wind, as it were.
Yes.
There's a lot of concern, as has been the case with all this COVID stuff, and I think science in general, you know, there are people that say, well, I want evidence for this, that, and the other thing. Well, the evidence can change, and so is the case of all of the huzzarai about disinfecting surfaces. Remember last year, in March and April, when this thing was all blowing up, everybody said, gotta make sure all the surfaces are disinfected. You gotta make sure that there's no germs anywhere. Well, germs are one thing, viruses are another. And now after a year, apparently, the fact that disinfectants could be used didn't make a difference. Probably didn't hurt anything to have everything clean. But if you expect to not get COVID because the surfaces around you are clean, that's probably not a realistic expectation,
well,
right?
Clean is just a theoretical general term. I mean, what do you mean by clean? Do you mean sterile, so that there's nothing there at all, which is impossible to do, even in sterile conditions? It's impossible to have 100% sterility. You know, when you get a little shaft of sunlight shining through a room, a darkened room, you can see the little particles of dust floating around. There are thousands of more viral and bacterial elements that you can't see because they're so small for every one of those dust particles. And you can wipe down your kitchen table, you can wipe down the counter, you can wipe off the seats of your car, whatever you want, or your workstation at work. In seconds. The stuff that's floating around the air is falling all back over that table. And that's one of the reasons why we have a strong immune system, is because we're constantly exposed to microbes like this all the time. And when you have a healthy immune response,
These things are, you never even think about it. It's like you shouldn't feel your heart beating. You shouldn't feel food moving through your stomach. You shouldn't feel nerves sending their transmission signals. You shouldn't feel air filling up the bottom of your lungs. And you shouldn't feel your immune system going to work when it does, except when you do get sick. Then you're going to have a natural, normal response triggered by your immune system to get this stuff out of you. It's not the bug that causes the congestion. It's not the bug that causes the diarrhea. It's your body's response to the presence of that bug to get rid of it. And we kind of get that backwards sometimes. Sometimes we want to stop the very symptom that's actually going to make us feel better if we just waited.
Well, that's what aspirin, right? You take aspirin to quell. It's better to let it cook itself out, some of these fevers. Mm-hmm. Right? You said that many times.
Yeah.
That's counterintuitive to what we're taught, right?
No, seriously. That doesn't sell drugs.
Well,
that
no,
kind of
but
an approach.
But it also, people want to take a pill. I remember a lady who was a great friend of mine in the 80s. Whenever she'd just give me a pill, she'd say, just give me a pill. That's all.
Yeah.
I want to be back to feeling better. I want a pill. Give me a pill. And so we've got that in triplicate these days with every car. I can't get over watching commercial television. Every single break has an ad for a drug.
Yes.
Every single break.
It does.
Has an ad for a drug. You talk about how much money there is involved in that. Where are all the ads for homeopathic supplements and stuff, natural supplements? Hello. This is a question that we need an answer to. Also, I want to talk about deep fat. Different kinds of fats with Dr. Jack in a moment here as we continue another half hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1/9/21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40inrewards for details.
High blood pressure, the leading risk factor for heart attack and stroke, disproportionately impacts Black women. That's why the American Medical Association and other health groups have launched the Release the Pressure campaign with Essence. They're encouraging Black women to join them in a heart-healthy movement and take a pledge for better health. First, set a blood pressure goal and monitor your pressure at home. Then, put together a wellness plan and ask family and friends to encourage you along the way. To learn more or take the pledge, visit releasethepressure.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the cost. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue and challenger John Ossoff remain in a virtual tie with a gap of around 1,000 votes between them, while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up by about 35,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler. Many see the close races in Georgia as a sign that the state is changing on the electoral map from a traditionally deep red state to one that's far more competitive. Vernon Jones is a Democratic Georgia state representative who tells Newsmax that Democrats in his state have taken advantage of Republican complacency to make this election cycle more competitive than in the past.
But what I believe they have done is awaken a sleeping giant. The Republicans got comfortable. and the Democrats, they were more eager in this election than the Republicans because they just thought if you win the primary, then you're shooing in the general election. Well, that's why they're where they are now.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
A number of Republican lawmakers say they will challenge the Electoral College vote Wednesday when Congress meets to certify it, citing alleged voter fraud in several states. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a group of 13 senators who will issue challenges, though he admits he's fighting an uphill battle. Cruz tells Fox News that he hopes he's able to convince his colleagues to vote for his proposal for an emergency audit of votes in the disputed states.
I think it's in everyone's interest for there to be a credible forum that is impartial, that has credibility, that can consider the evidence. And what I'm calling for is an emergency 10-day audit. Just audit the results, consider the claims, look at the evidence, and by doing it in 10 days, we can complete it before January 20th, before the presidential inauguration. And I think that would help provide much greater faith and confidence in the election than simply charging forward and saying whatever the results are, whatever the fraud was, we're going to certify anyway. I hope Congress doesn't do that. But right now, based on the public statements, it sure seems that's the direction the votes are going.
Georgia has become the fifth U.S. state to identify a case of the new coronavirus variant sweeping through the U.K. Colorado is one of those states that has seen cases of the new strain. That state's governor, Jared Polis, tells MSNBC that the new strain is not yet widespread.
This is not the most widespread variant in our state. It would be popping up a lot more. We have some other possible cases of the variant that are going into the more rigorous analysis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. Lots and lots and lots of people are focused on losing weight. You know, one of the sponsors of this program is Calitrin, weight loss program that you, well, it's not a program. It's something that actually I've been saying lately to people, you can use it in conjunction with a weight loss program. Doesn't hurt to use it with Weight Watchers if you want to do that. I don't happen to think Weight Watchers is a good way to lose weight. A lot of these programs that are around now do it so quickly that it's probably not good for your body. I'm sure Jack would say that. But we have this deep fat. We eat the wrong foods and the fat goes into our system and it just stays there. The worst part is that no matter what you do to try to lose it, it doesn't seem to go away. You know, I remember somebody telling me they had liposuction when it first became popular in the 80s, and the doctor said, you'll never, those fat cells are gone, you'll never be fat again. And this person is fat as could be now and wants to go have, I mean, I don't think it hurts you to have the liposuction again. It doesn't hurt your body probably any more than, well, does it? Maybe that's the question. You know, I was talking about Al Roker getting a stapling to shut his stomach down so he didn't eat so much. That's the way he lost the weight. So is that all a focus on the food creating this deep fat in our system?
Well, yes. Our food choices are the direct link for what kind of, you know, whether you have subcutaneous fat underneath the skin, which you can pinch anywhere on your body, or the visceral fat, which is mostly the belly fat and the fat that wraps itself around your organs, which if you get too much of that can be much more dangerous because fat will produce inflammatory markers in the body. I mean, it can create inflammation, but a lot of people, when they decide, oh, it's a new year, we had resolutions, let's go lose some weight, and they go join the gym, and they find out they can't lose it because they didn't change the diet, and it's the diet that brings on fat. It's not, it's, you know, other things contribute. Obviously, a sedentary lifestyle will contribute to it. Age has a tendency
to keep moving, boys and girls. You got to keep moving.
You do. But it's the carbohydrates. You just have to remember that. It's the carbohydrates that are converted to sugars. And if you can't use the sugar at the time of that conversion, it's going to be converted to fat. I mean, carbohydrates are sugars, whether they're starchy carbohydrates or sweet carbohydrates. They're all sugar at the end of the day. And if you're normal workload, your normal caloric load of the day is not enough to handle all of that carbohydrate you're consuming, your body will convert it into fat. And for storage, because interestingly enough, no matter how much you think you've got this day planned out, underneath the skin you've got the survival mechanism. And if it doesn't need all the energy that's coming through the digestive system, it doesn't know there's going to be dinner tonight. So it's going to start storing that stuff as fat. Get rid of the carbs, you get rid of the fat. Now, there's smart ways to do it and dumb ways to do it, and we've got some good podcasts on that at Forbidden Doctor.
ForbiddenDoctor.com is where you find those podcasts, so you might want to check that out. I was just doing a little research while you and I are talking.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to immune. You know, you can put into your search bar, if you're using a search bar, just put in immune system and get the information, because I find if I've discovered in my circumstance of trying to deal with whether I had a TIA or I didn't, or what do I do to make sure my blood is thin enough so I won't have another one, yada yada yada. So I Google a lot of stuff, and Drug MD comes up, or drug.com comes up, and there's all kinds of stuff in there that'll confuse the living hell out of you.
Yes.
Comparing one drug to another drug to another drug. And so then I just put in immune just to see what came up. And the focus is on colds and flu. It looked like a page out of one of your podcasts or out of your Forbidden Doctor website, because it talks about how to prevent. We just talked about preventing flus and cold and that kind of stuff. And how you talked about ImmunePlex, which is the standard process, the adult way of dealing with flus, colds, and that sort of thing. And I said to you, I take 2 in the morning and 2 at night? And I said, is that okay? Is that too many? But no, in this particular focus, it ups the dosage. If you have the first signs of a cold or a flu, to 6 to 9 ImmunePlexes a day. And then there are other things that I'm sure if you fill out that form that they have, the symptom survey, you'll learn about some other things, taking Thymex, which is another standard process.
Yes.
Thymex,
your thymus gland, which is just under, you know, it's right there at the very top of your breastbone, where that little notch is where your collarbones come together. Right underneath that is the thymus. And the thymus is the schoolyard and school ground and college and university for T cells that are manufactured in the long bones, in the marrow of your long bones. And then they're transported to the thymus, where they're literally instructed through various chemical messaging systems to be able to recognize the bad guy and go after it immediately. It's called cellular immunity. It's your first line of defense. And so Thymex is food for the thymus gland to make sure it's ready and willing to do the job.
Yeah. All right. So one of the things that I am I'm cognizant of when it comes to my immune system, something that I learned a long time ago, long before I met you, I was taking Golden Seal and zinc. And when people ask me how I stay as healthy as I do, why don't you ever have a cold? And I say, well, the first signs of it, I'll load up on Golden Seal, and I don't even know what it is. I just know that's what I heard. I have the slightest idea what Golden Seal is, and maybe
it has antiviral effects.
Well, but what is it?
Well, it's an herb. It's an herb. And like most medicines,
Golden Seal, when you grow it, it's coming from some herb that's grown in the garden, right?
Yeah, the herb is called Golden Seal. It has an awful lot to do with its appearance. But it's been long known as having a wonderful antiviral effect inside the body. So there are those who, just like you said, when you feel that coming on, they'll up the echinacea, they'll up Golden Seal into their daily regimen until that little period is over with.
Garlic, too, isn't garlic?
Oh, garlic is a very powerful antiviral and antibacterial.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you have a word to the wise, folks, as we continue to focus on some of the things that really will get you down this time of year. Help from Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to take care of your body with diet, exercise, taking the right supplements, But what about your brain? How about your brain and supplementation there? We all know the food supply around now is rotten, so you don't get all the nourishment that you would like to get. Maybe previous generations got from having things that came straight out of the garden or straight from the local producer. So what do you do to enhance the value, the functioning of your brain as you get older? I suggest that you get on to Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. It'll improve your short-term memory amazingly. It's a brain health supplement. It's got a lot of vitamin D in it. That's good for your brain, for your memory. So as you think about your health, think about your brain health, especially as you get older. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. It'll improve your age-related cognitive impairment, which we all have. Nothing to feel guilty about or badly about. It just happens. So Prevagen will help forestall that. Get on the bandwagon. Go to Prevagen.com, or you can find it in health food stores everywhere. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, for a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021, and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in the order. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here in the hot seat. I don't know. You don't feel like you're in the hot seat when I'm asking you all these questions, do you?
It's kind of cold up here in the loft. You know where I'm at.
I do.
You've been here enough times.
Probably is cold up there. All right. So we're dealing with colds and flus, seasonal stuff. All right?
Yep.
The vaccines that are around right now in the pipeline, there's a big to-do about whether the states are organized well enough to roll out the supplies of the shots. Public health experts say the options, in addition to the two vaccines, are now something that comes from your wheelhouse. It's really interesting how these guys like Fauci never mention things as we talk about them here, even though they are practical ways to ward off some of the problems. Yeah. They may not, you know, they may not eliminate the risk, but one wonders, I do out loud wonder, why Fauci, who knows better, at 80 years of age, he's been around long enough to know that there really is something for people to consume that'll keep them healthy.
Well, that's true, and that's the whole basis behind pharmaceutical discovery and invention is you can't patent golden seal. You can't patent echinacea. You can't patent carrots. But you can go into them and try to digest them chemically in the laboratory and find some active ingredient in there that you think might be the causative factor as to why this stuff is effective for whatever reason, and then try to synthesize it in the laboratory. And so, yes, they know that, but that's not what they're there. Fauci isn't there to tell people about alternatives. The FDA is not there to tell people about alternatives. They're there to promote drugs and surgery. Mm-hmm. Drugs for anything, drugs for everything. And it takes, you know, kind of an enlightened citizenry to wake up to the fact that there may be some alternatives that not only are effective, even more effective than a life full of drugs.
The number of people who have survived COVID to this point. This is a general focus, I think, more than specifics. You've heard the story of people who are haunted by the loss of smell and taste when they get the disease, if that's what we want to call them. They get the flu, they get the COVID. So what brings it back? It just comes back on its own? Because some of the victims say once they lose, they've lost their smell and taste, they don't get it back again. So when would you know that you are free and clear? When would the smell and taste come back?
Well, for some people, it's in a matter of hours from the time that they notice it's gone. Other people, it can take a week or two. I understand there's some people who may have been more compromised immune-wise. Mm-hmm. That is going on for months, and that they're still encouraged. Well, it'll eventually return. It'll eventually return. This is where I think, personally, B vitamins come in very importantly, because a very common a symptom of vitamin B1 deficiency is the loss of taste and the sense of smell. And so anytime I've dealt with somebody who thinks they've had COVID, I tell them, listen, you've got to get a product called Cataplex B Core, C-O-R-E, Cataplex B Core from Standard Process, because that is loaded in vitamin B1 from a food source. And more often than not, they require.
Why do we need vitamin B1? What does that help us with?
Oh, it's thiamine. It's, you know, the deficiencies of B1 is known as beriberi. It's a beriberi comes from an African language. It means I can't. And when the English moved into sub-Saharan Africa with their the armies and everything else, and the doctors found B1 deficiency in certain tribes, their language said, I can't, which means they can't move. They can't get out of bed. They can't get up off the ground. And they associated with a B1 deficiency. And when they were given adequate amounts of vitamin B1, they were back on their feet and back to work. So that's what I tell people. If you've lost the sense of smell or taste, vitamin B1, but it has to come from a food source, not synthetic.
Wow. There you go. Food. Don't become a statistic. Eat better, and we can say this until we're blue in the face. Some people listen, some people don't, but you don't listen at your own peril. I guess that's kind of the way of looking at it. We're here to help on Good Day Health. Good Day Health Show, that's where the podcast is, gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Doctor time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to apply his trade. He's a Nuka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. So we're going to talk in a matter of moments about the COVID vaccines that Jack doesn't think are much of an idea, but we'll find out why right after this.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, let's get at it here. The World Health Organization, which is a scurrilous organization. It's going to sound like a New Englander for a minute. Organization. They have focused on the vaccines. And what's their focus, Jack?
Well, they've kind of been on again, off again. And now, as of December 28th, which I guess is a week ago, Soumya Swaminathan, who was one of their chief scientists.
You want to do that one again? That's I like this.
Soumya Swaminathan. She's from India. Mm-hmm. And she says this, quote, last week, "I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on." Now, mind you, that's the entire purpose of a vaccine in the first place, is to prevent the spread. But interestingly enough, one of the comments that were made by a research specialist said, the studies haven't actually tested whether the vaccines actually prevent transmission of the virus. The goal of the trials was to see whether a vaccinated patient presented with COVID symptoms at a rate that was substantially less frequent than individuals who hadn't been vaccinated. You know, so what's my whole point of this? I mean, whether you want the vaccine or not, you might want to stand back and just kind of watch what's going on around you before you become another test subject on this very, very new kind of vaccine. I'm not
saying I'm trying to get out of this is whether or not they say there's no evidence that it prevents the spread of disease. Is there any evidence that it's bad for you? So why not just, how do you be, I guess somebody would interpret it or could interpret it as being, all right, well, maybe I can't get the benefit from it that I wanted to, but how does it hurt me? That's
well, if you
probably
can't
a question
get the
a lot of people
from
ask.
It, why have those chemicals in you? But my point is, just stand back and watch and see. If it's harmful, it will become very apparent before too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's already a lot of stories of, especially that lady there on live TV here a couple of weeks ago there in Tennessee that collapsed 10 minutes after she got the shot.
Yeah, but don't you think that happens? I'll play the devil's advocate for a second. Don't you think that happens with anything like this, when there's like 8 or 10 or 12 or 20, or even if there's 100 of them, given that they say that the effectiveness is like 94-95%, that there are going to be people who have reactions to this stuff. I've had reactions to shots myself.
All you do is get pain where you got the shot. You know, that's one thing. But when you start having these other things showing up a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, a year, which we have no idea of, that's a much more serious consideration. So there's no hurry. Just kind of watch and see what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be able to move around. And the unfortunate thing is there's a psychological impact with this that may have nothing to do with the science. It's, okay, I'm going to get a shot, so therefore I'll be healthy. And you know as well as I do, if your mind says something, your body's going to respond positively or negatively, depending on the message. If you say, I'm feeling better now because I had the shot, you may have had water stuck into your veins, but your immune system reacts and somehow
right.
or other it gets stronger.
It's the placebo effect is very effective, up to 30% in some tests.
For healthy weight loss, as we get into the beginning of the year, if you have resolved to lose the weight, the safe weight loss program that doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve stimulants, doesn't involve any gluten product is Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Do I need to go into it in more detail? Probably not. You've heard me talk about it. It's just a reminder that if you're going to be, and you can, by the way, take Calotren in addition to or in conjunction with other weight loss programs. You're going to do like Cordon and go on weight loss? What is it, Weight Watchers? Okay. You can seal the deal by getting on Calotren and staying there. It certainly is a great help. So help yourself to success losing weight with Calotren at toploss.com. 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.